Hello, and welcome to this AAT podcast regarding the reversion of the standard rate of VAT from 15% up to the current 17.5% rate. As everybody will be aware, it came into effect at midnight on the 1st of January 2010. Unless, of course, you're in one of those special industries. If you were in mobile telephony, or you were a retailer operating a point-of-sale scheme, and here, of course, we're dealing primarily with pubs and restaurants, those people who were open for business throughout the New Year period, they had an extension of the old standard rate of 15% all the way up to 6 a.m. That, of course, is now long gone. Everyone should, by now, be in a situation where all of their supplies are being taxed at the new standard rate. All of the retailers should, by now, have prices marked up on their shelves, including the new standard rate of VAT. Remember, the price marking order only gives you 10 days in which you can display a sign explaining that VAT will be added at the till. After that, all of your prices have to be accurate. So hopefully all of those are in place, and those people who operate on an invoice-based system now have all of the systems in place to calculate the VAT at the proper 17.5% rate. That doesn't mean to say, of course, that some people cannot still be raising some invoices showing supplies at the 15% rate. Any supplies where goods were physically delivered before the end of last year, or where work was done by then, could still be charged at the lower 15% rate. When we say the work was done, obviously we're thinking primarily in terms of services there, and it doesn't necessarily have to have been completed, which is of course the normal tax point rule. The basic tax point for services, of course, is normally when the service has been completed. However, if you've got an ongoing service which spans the rate change, you can apportion the values of the services so that those services which took place prior to January can still be charged at the 15% standard rate. My clients in the building trade who are doing extensions for members of the public have done exactly that. They have apportioned the work before 31st December so that that can be at the 15%. A real saving for those private individuals who can't get the VAT back. One other thing, of course, that people need to be looking at is the anti-forestalling legislation. Don't forget that HMRC wanted to counter avoidance through change of rate planning. What they did was to introduce some rules to stop it. And broadly, any transaction between connected parties and many third-party transactions were caught by these rules. Third-party transactions were caught where the value was over £100,000, so some smaller transactions were fine. But if you were caught by those rules, remember that that extra 2.5% charge came into effect on the 1st of January. Invoices showing that must be sent out by the 14th of February and must be shown on the next VAT return. Other points which we need to bear in mind are, of course, that there will be some VAT returns which span the rate change. If you have a VAT return that started on, say, the 1st of December and runs through to the 28th of February, you've got some supplies at the 15% rate and some at 17.5%. This will be particularly interesting for those businesses using special schemes. I'm particularly thinking about the flat rate scheme. Remember that the flat rate scheme percentage, which is being used to calculate your VAT liability, is not purely the one in force at the date of the return. It's the one that was in force at the date the supply was made. So if you've got those December supplies, you still account for those at the reduced, the lower flat rate percentage. Other things that will need to be adjusted for are going to be things like the fuel scale charges. You will need to think about these things to ensure that you've got the rate change sorted and all of the rules in place. Thank you for listening to this AAT podcast.